Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Samach. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tess on the Be'ez, 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan Noson Mashu Shemen Al Kazayis Mincha. If somebody put even the smallest amount of oil on a Kazayis of a Karban Mincha, Pasol, he disqualifies the Karban Mincha. Says the Gemara Mai Tama. What is the reason for this halacha? In other words, the Gemara's question is, why is even such a small amount going to affect the kashrus of the Karban Mincha? Because the Torah says, Layosim Aleh Shemen. And the Gemara teaches us that whenever the Torah used the word Sima, it means Kaldahu. Even the smallest amount is included in when the Torah uses the word Sima. But when the Torah uses the word aleo, adi kashura, that you have to have the shear of a karban mincha. Pash pshat, as we'll see, it means that you have to have a kazayis of karban mincha on which this is placed. Continues the Gemara. If you put a kazayis of levoina, even on the smallest amount of a karban mincha, possible. It disqualifies the Karban Mincha. Why? Because as we've been learning, the Torah has been teaching us in our Shurim that you have to have the Layosel HaShemen, Layosem Alei Levoina. You're not allowed to put on it Shemen. You're not allowed to put on it Levoina. It teaches us the Gemara now that you have to have Layitin Leksiv. And when the Torah uses the word Nosan, then Adi Ikad Nesina. It has to have a shear of a kazayis. That is what's considered that you put on the proper amount. Adi ikish nesina. Since the Torah uses by the Shemen the word aleo, that the mincha on which you place the oil has to be a kazayis, and by the mincha, by the halacha of the levoina, we're learning the Torah also uses the word aleo, says the Gemara. So this turns into a situation, have a ribui acher ribui. The Torah used the word aleo once, and then the Torah used the word aleo twice, and we have a rule, ein ribui acher ribui el lamat. So it comes to teach us that even if you don't have a whole kazayis of mincha, but if you put on levoina, then it will disqualify the Karban Mincha. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael, in his Sefer Klali Araisa, when he explains different statements, expressions and sayas, says Ein Mirach Mirach L'Rabbis, says that people when they review their learning, so they feel that during that time when they're reviewing their learning, they're not learning anything new. But says the Gemara, Eimit Achamit El Rabbis. Somebody who learns less because he was being busy reviewing, El Rabbis, he will retain his learning. Vein Mir Achamit. And somebody, Eimit Achamit El Rabbis, somebody doesn't learn so many new material because he's reviewing, El Rabbis, he will return his learning. On the other hand, Eimit somebody who constantly is learning new things and he never reviews the old, El Lamat, he's going to forget his learning. Another explanation he says is Ein Ribui Acher Ribui, somebody who keeps on thinking that he's great, Ein Ribui Acher Ribui, somebody who thinks that he's the greatest, El Lamat, that's really an indication that he's not that special. Vein Miyut Acher Miyut, somebody who's extremely humble, L'Rabbis, he is the person who is truly, truly great. V'kidamri, but then says the Gemara, there's a different version of this discussion. Amar Yitzchak bar Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Boi Reb Yochanan, Nosam Mashu Shem El Gabi Kazayis Mincha Ma'u, what's Dalocha? If somebody just put the smallest amount of oil on a kazayis mincha, what will be the halacha? And the Gemara's question is, be mean and sima kinesina. since we find that the Torah uses the word Nesina, and as we're learning now, when the Torah uses the word Nesina, it means a kazayas. Does that come to teach us that even when the Torah says Sima, it's also going to require a kazayas? Or where it says Sima, it means even a kalshu, and when it says Nesina, it means a kazayas. I saw that Taisus points out the pasuk says regarding the mitzvah of truma, Reishis the gan chatirash kuvisrecha for Reishis gaitzon chatitelai, and even though it says the word titain, and we're learning that when the Torah used the word titain and means a kazayas, but we know the Gemara often states chita achas peteris sakri, even the smallest amount medirais is sufficient. So why, if the Torah uses the word titain, shouldn't that indicate that one chita is inadequate? So I saw that the Achrayna, the Mishnah Melech, Sfasemis, explained that when we speak about the mitzvah of Truma, there are really two parts to the mitzvah of Truma. One part of the mitzvah of Truma is the Afrosha, separating Truma from the Tevel. And the other part of the mitzvah is Nesina, giving the Truma to the Kohen. So what we're learning here is that when we always learn, even though the Torah uses the word titain, when the Torah is using the word titain, it's referring to what we give to the Kohen. Here we're not referencing what we're giving to the Kohen. Here the consideration is what that frosh is. That's not where it says titain. The pasuk says, "V'chamadvei Mitzrayim aroyim ashlo yidata lo yisimim boch v'nesanam b'chol sonecha." So I saw the mefarshim ask that why does the pasuk start with the word lo yisimim boch, and then it says v'nesanam. So many mefarshim say pshat that lo yisimim means simog, as the Gemara says kal shuhu. And what the Torah is saying is that even a smallest amount of any problem will not be put on Klal Yisrael. That's even a sima for the sonam. But when the Torah says that Hashem will give this to the enemies, that not just only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Sonecha, not just will HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish our enemies, but it will be with sonam. It'll be a significant amount of punishment that they will receive. And I saw that that's also pshat in the Nusach V'atfila. We say, V'sein Tzach HaToiv L'chol HaBoitchim B'Shmecha V'sim Chalkeinu Imoam. So when we talk about the Rabbim, we say V'sein. Because when we're asking for all of Klal Yisrael, we're supposed to ask Tein. Tein means a large amount. But when we ask for ourselves, as the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Amud Aleph teaches us, Hashoyel Shoyel Ka'ani Al Pesach, when somebody is asking a Kadosh Baruch for what he needs, he has to ask like he's a poor person asking for something. Sheinu Meirim Reisha, he doesn't lift up his head Lishol Shoyel Gedolah to ask too much. That's what he says. V'sim, I'm asking. I understand that I'm not really that deserving. So sim, I only ask for a little. And that's also pshat, or a question actually, in the tefillah of all it's seen that we say every day, we say, Hu yiftach libeinu b'soy rosoi, v'yosem b'libeinu avosa v'yrosoi. We're asking for Yerushalayim. And the question is, if we're asking for Yerushalayim, shouldn't we be asking v'yitein b'libeinu? We should ask for a very significant amount of Yerushalayim. As the pasuk says, Harche Piyu V'Amaleu, that when we ask for things of Ruchnis, we should ask for Lat. And in fact, that is what we say in the Brach of Ahava Rabbah, V'yitein B'libeinu. So it's a question, why over there do we only say V'yosein B'libeinu? Shouldn't have been more appropriate that when we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim and Ahavas Torah, we should ask for the Yosim, we should ask for a lot. And indeed, there are, if we look in the Nusach HaTfilah, I saw that the Paiskim make this point. Sometimes we ask, for example, in Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Sein Tzocha Toiva, as we just said. Sometimes we say the Sim. So that we reconciled. There's a difference when you ask for a rabbin or when you ask for a yochid. On the other hand, we know that the bracha that we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei is Sim Shalom. And the question is, why do we only ask for Sim Shalom, what a small amount of Shalom? We know Lemosa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klimach's bracha ala Shalom. There's no greater bracha in the world than Shalom. If there's no greater bracha in the world, shouldn't we ask for Shalom? And indeed, if we look in the Pasuk says, V'nusati Shalom, V'nusati Shalom arts, the Torah indeed uses the word Nesina. So why over here do we say Sim Shalom? Perhaps the answer is that there's a difference between the Sim Shalom that we're speaking about and when we say Nesati Shalom Baretz. When we say Nesati Shalom Baretz, we're speaking about what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. Of course, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, he gives it with a Yad Rechava. He gives it very generously. Sim Shalom, perhaps, is not only referencing with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, but it also references what we give each other. And when we expect Shalom from each other, that's not something that is so simple. The Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael asked for Melech, the Pasuk says that Shmuel got upset. And the question is, why did he get upset? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says, Soim Tosim Alech HaMelech. So they just wanted to fulfill an obligation. Why was Shmuel upset? So I saw that the Sefer V'Chaibem explains. When we look at the words of the Torah, when it speaks about putting on a king, appointing king, Soim Tosim Alech HaMelech. And what does that mean? What that means is that the melech should only be sima. He should not have the final say. Because we know who has the final say when it comes to Klal Yisrael. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Shmuel wasn't upset that they asked for a melech. That's what the Torah tells us to ask for. What he asked for was, why did they say it in a question of the Nosan, which means that they were asking for a king that would have the final say, they should have said, Sima la melech, recognizing that as much as they want to have a melech, the melech has to be subservient to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech has to be subservient to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if they're not prepared to have a melech that is able to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then it's unacceptable. The Pasuk says, Hareini Hashem Chazdecha. But then we also ask, V'yisha'acha titalanu. So I saw the Mefarshim explain, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Hashem Chazdecha. We're asking that we should be able to see the Chazdei Hashem. But we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yisha'acha titalanu, that you should give it to us in a very, very significant way. I saw it from Baruch Shimon Schneerson Zitzal. The Pasuk says, V'yosim l'cho sholem, and as we asked before, the word sima is only a kalshu. Shouldn't we be asking for nesina? So he says, the Pasuk says, V'yosim l'cho sholem, v'sama shimi. So he says that represents, as we're learning in our Gemara, a ribui achar ribui. So when the Torah says v'yoslam chasholim, and then the Torah says v'samu twice, it's two small amounts. But two small amounts, Rebbe Baruch Shimon Schneerson says, it means a lot. We learned in the Mishnah, if you put shemen on the shirayim of the Karvah Mincha, the part of the Karvah Mincha that's eaten by the Kohanim, even though we're learning that you're not allowed to put oil on a carbon mincha, you're not over a loisasei. We had a very serious conversation about this halacha in our previous year, how to understand this halacha. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it at all. You shouldn't do it, but you won't be over a laugh. What doesn't mean that there's no problem at all. Furthermore, the Mishnah discussed, if you put a kli that has shemen on the top of a kli that has on it the kavan mincha, that won't disqualify the kavan mincha. That won't be a violation of putting shemen on the mincha. So Gemara discusses this halacha, Tana Rabbanan, lo yosel shemen v'lo yitin alavah. Yochel, we would think that this pasuk is talking about b'shnei kahanim. If one kohen puts on the shemen and another kohen puts on the levina, that's when you're over these lavin. But if one kohen is the one that put on the shemen and he's also the kohen that put on the levina, we're not over this lav. Tamalayma aleh, the guf shemecha akos medaber. The reference is on the kohen mincha and not on the kohen. And the kohen mincha, the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us, may not have on it any shemen, and may not have it on it any levina. Continues the Braisa, Yochel, when the Torah says, Layitin la shemen, Layitin kli agaba kli, the case that we just quoted from our Mishnah, one kli on agaba, another kli, is also usur, from nosan, and if you did that, puzzle, you disqualified the kabbal mincha, tamalaymar, aleh beguf shel mincha kos medaber, it's only speaking about when you put it actually in the kabbal mincha, not on one mincha on top of another mincha. So Rashi explained that the Yoch Bebeis Kohanim, that we would think that only were over if two Kohanim did it, teaches us the Gemara that even if one Kohen did the Shemen and did the Levina, he's still over. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi Pshat because he says once the Pasuk clearly identifies that the Shemen and Levina are two separate Isurim, each with a separate Chi of Malkus. So why, if a person does both of these Isurim, he's certainly going to be Chayiv two sets of Malkus. So therefore, Tosfos explains that the Braisa is teaching us that if somebody puts on two of these ingredients on the same Mincha, the Halach is that you Chayiv two Malkus. What's the Chiddush? Because we would think once the first ingredient was put on the Karban Mincha, it disqualified the Karban Mincha. And therefore, when the second ingredient is put on, it's already a disqualified Karban Mincha. Teaches us the Gemara that still the second Kohen will be Chayiv. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Braisa is teaching that there's a double Malkus only if the Levina and oil were put onto two different minchas. But he indeed holds that if oil was already put on the kavan mincha, that disqualified the kavan mincha. And therefore, that kavan mincha can't become possible. We're talking about two different kavan minchas. The Rambam, as Dor Sumech explains, says that what this price is coming to teach us, that the kohen who brings the minchas chayta, is the one who's over the Avera. So in other words, says Dor Sumech in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, most interesting, what that means is that if one person put on the Shemen on this Kavan Mincha, and another person put on the Levina on this Kavan Mincha, and now the Kohen brought this Kavan Mincha that has on it Shemen and Levina, so that Kohen is bringing that one mincha with these two qualifications, and he's going to be chayiv two lavin. Our Mishnah begins to discuss the halacha of hagosha. There's a mitzvah to bring the carbon mincha towards the mizbeach to the degree that the mincha has to be touching the mizbeach, as the Torah HaKadosh says, "Vaveisas mincha ashiyas meilul Hashem." And the Torah says, Hakvaisoi al Pnei Mizbeach. So the Torah is teaching us that the Korban Mincha requires Hagosha. But not only does the Halacha say that the Korban Mincha requires Hagosha, it's not just the Koimitz, which we know is the part that's going to be put on the Mizbeach, but actually the entire Korban Mincha has to have the Hagosha. Because the Torah says, V'vesus mincha ashiyasim elo Hashem. So we learn that the whole mincha has to have Hagosha. The Hagosha, however, is not ma'akiv. And if Hagosha was not performed, the mincha is kosher. It's only something that should be done l'mitzvah. It says, even though the Gemara teaches us that, this goes back to the beginning of Masechta, on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, that whenever the Torah says the same halacha twice, they catch him, Shana Lava Kosov L'Akiv, the Torah means to teach us it's essential, and the halacha of Hagosha is taught twice in the Torah, says the Gemara there, the reason the Torah said it twice is only to tell us where the Hagosha should take place, but not to teach us that it's Makif. The Hagosha is done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. There's a Machloikus Tanoim that we also learned in Masechta Zvachim, exactly where on that corner was it done. One Mandamus says it has to be done exactly on the corner of the southwest corner. That's the opinion of the Tanakama in that Gemara. The opinion of Rabbi Lezer is that it's put to the south side of the southwest corner. Hagosha is permissible to be done all day, and the Hagosha is done through the Kayin. Even though many of the Tanufa we're going to learn in our coming Shurim is done by the owner of the carbon as well, the Hagosha is done only by the Kayin. And the reason is because the Halacha, all the Rishonim make this observation, the Kay or Yisrael may not stand in the area of the Azara where the Mizbeach is. And as we just finished learning, the Hagosh is done to the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not possible for the Yisrael, the owner of the Korban Mincha, to do the Hagosha, it's the Kayin. Moreover, that the Torah says that the Torah teaches us the parasha of Hagosha after the parasha of Kemitza, and we know that the halach is that mikemitza ve'elach, from when the Kemitza takes place, everything has to be done by the Kayin. So even though, as we just finished learning, that Hagosha takes place before the Kemitza, but the fact that the Torah chose to teach us the halacha after the Kemitza is to teach us that it has halacha like the Kemitza and may only be done by the Kayin. It teaches us the Mishnah. Yesh tunis Hagosha. There are some karbonis that require Hagosha, vein tonus tenufa, some karbon mincha, but there's no tenufa. There's some that have Hagosha and tenufa. There's some that have tenufa v'lo Hagosha, and then some have loy tenufa v'lo Hagosha. As we said in our coming shiur, the Gemara will describe exactly how tenufa is done. Teaches us the Mishnah, ve'lo tunus Hagosha, ve'in tunus tenufa. The following kabbal mincha have Hagosha without tenufa. Michas asoilus, v'achmachvas markeshes, v'chalos v'rikikin of the michas mafa. Michas Kohanim, Michas Koy Mashiach, Michas Nachrim, the Korban Mincha brought by Nachri, the Sefer Oil Shloima, of course points out there's a Machloikas often cited which kind of a Korban may a Nachri bring. Obviously, the Tan of this Mishnah does not subscribe to the opinion that a Nachri could only bring a Korban Oila. He obviously is of the opinion that a Nachri could bring even a Korban Mincha, but their halacha is that there's Hagosha with no Tenufa. Michas Kohen, Michas Kahana, Michas Kohen, Michas Kahana, which we discussed, when a Kohen brings a Korban Mincha, there is no Kmitza, the entire Korban is burnt. Michas Kohen Mashiach, we spoke about extensively earlier in a Masechta, which is the Mincha Chavite Kohen Gadol. Mechas Nachr, Mechas Noshin, Mechas Chaita. Rishimana, Mechas Kana, Mechas Kana Mashiach, Amen, Kagosha. He says that there is no Agosha by these Kabanas, Lefish Amen Kamitza, because there is no Kamitza. The Kosha Amen Kamitza, Amen Agosha. If there's no Kamitza, there's no Agosha. Taisus explains that we are not to understand Rav Shimon means to explain that since there's no Kamitza, there's no Agosha. Rather, Rav Shimon is coming to teach us a rule. To summarize, if you'll see that a carbon doesn't have kemitza, so then that's a simen that it doesn't have hagosha. But it's not that the kemitza is what causes the hagosha. It says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Kalech de Tanan, wherever the Mishnah cites these menachas, Eset Tanan, they come with 10 chalas. Ask the Gemara, Michael Mashmalon, what is Rav Papa teaching us? Answered the Gemara, Lefukim Rav Shimon Domar, that Rav Shimon teaches us on the Samach Gimel and Aleph, that when you bring a Minchas Mafataner, and you can bring either Chalas or Rikikin, so Mechza Chalas or Mechza Rikikin Yavi, you have to bring 10. Rav Shimon says, if you want, you could bring half Machal and half Rikikin, Kamash Malon, Deloy, Amish the follows that the halacha is that you have to bring all, that you have to bring all 10 chalas the same type. The Meshech Chachma explains that why is there a reason for Hagosha? To give the Mizbeach a shear in the carbon. And therefore, we take the entire carbon mincha, explains the Meshech Chachma, and put it next to the Mizbeach. And then when the Kohanim get their share of the Korban Mincha, there's a principle that's often stated in Halacha, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu, they get their share from the Mizbeach. So he explains, by a Korban Mincha, that the Kohanim are going to get, when we have a Korban Mincha, that the Kohanim are going to get a share. So we want to accomplish Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. And how do we accomplish Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu? By bringing the Korban Mincha next to the Mizbeach. But if we're going to have a Korban Mincha that the Kohanim don't get any share, so we're not going to need to employ the concept of Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. If we're not going to have to put in place the Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu, so therefore we don't have any Hagosha. Ask the Gemara. Menonimili. So we've been learning the halacha of Hagosha. So ask the Gemara, from where do we know that at least the Kabbalists that we're speaking about in our Shia today, how do we know that they actually have to have Hagosha? Says the Gemara, the Tanar Baran, the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'veisa esamincha ashiyasa melo Hashem v'kriva al-koyin v'yigisha al-mizbeach. So says the Brisa, ilu nemer, if the pasuk would have just said Vavisa Ashiyas Meil Hashem VeKriv Al Koyin VeGisha Hayoyis Yomer She'en Li Shetan Hagosha, we would say that the only part of the carbon that requires Hagosha is only the kaimitz portion of the carbon. Mincha Binayin. How do we know that the entire carbon mincha has to be brought for Hagosha? Says the Gemara. How do we know that the Minchas Kohen, as the Rishonim, as Tosfos points out, the Minchas Chaita is always treated differently than other Korban Minchas? How do we know that has a Chiv of Hagosha, Tamalaymer, Es HaMincha? So many Rishonim explain the Gemara, because the word Es is a Ribui, and it's coming to teach us that not just the Kohenitz, but the entire Korban Mincha has Hagosha. The Meshech Chachma explains that the Pasuk says Es HaMincha, and the Pasuk is teaching us that all a carbon mincha, even the mincha schoita, that doesn't, as we know, have the same ingredients that a regular carbon mincha has. It doesn't have, as we've been learning, the shemen alavina. As a mincha, this carbon mincha as well requires hagasha. Ask the Gemara, why then can't we learn the halacha, this halacha, through a matzah shava? For denu, nemacha mincha schaiva. The Torah speaks here about a mincha schaita. For nemacha, and the Torah speaks here, Mechis Nedava. Ma Mechis Nedava Tuna Hagasha. The Torah is explicit that requires Hagasha. Ab Mechis Chayva Tuna Hagasha. So why do we have to have a new limud? Answers the Gemara. Because Ma'ala Mechis Nedava, she came to Neshem Levoina. Mechis Nedava has Shem Levoina. Mechis Chayta does not. Says the Gemara, Mechis Chayta Techiach. The Mechis Chayta doesn't have Shem Levoina, but it does have Hagasha. Says the Ma'ala Mechasaita, Shekain Tuna Tanufa, whereas all the other carbon Mechas don't have Tanufa, to which Mechas Nadava Techiach, that it has Hagosha, but it doesn't have Tanufa. Because Adain, Loi Rizav, Loi Rikizav, Hatzad Shavishman, what is the common denominator of all these carbon Mechas? Sheshavel Kmitza, Beshavel Hagosha. There's an obligation to have kmitza, and there's an obligation to have hagasha. Afani avim mechus chayta, so I'll extend and say mechus chayta as well. Sheshava land lekmitza that the mechus chayta has to have kmitza. Tishvel and hagasha, says the Gemara. It's not a good argument because all the other common minchas malat tzad shavishman shekain hochshiru. Love it, kvashmani. All the other carbon milkas are brought whether you're a wealthy person or a poor person. Whereas the mechas chayta, as we discussed many times, is a carbon oil of a yirid. The definition of a carbon oil of a yirid is by certain averis that if it was done b'shagig, if the person could afford it, he brings an animal. If he can't afford an animal, he brings two birds. If he can't afford the two birds, then he brings the carbon mincha. So this, therefore, when we speak of the minchas chayta, by this carbon mincha, a poor person and a rich person are not treated the same. I saw a most interesting discussion. The Gemara is speaking about an usher and ani. And the Gemara is teaching us that an usher and an ani are not treated the same by Mechas Chayta. So the Sefer Chashuki Chemed has the following discussion. He says that there's a person, unfortunately, he has no money, but Baruch Hashem, he's tight, but his daughter became a caliph. And he told the other side that he's going to buy furniture for this chassan and caliph. And he doesn't really have the funds for it. But there are people who are prepared to give used furniture or buy used furniture for chassan and caliph. They should have furniture. And now this father of the caliph says that won't be acceptable because the mechutanim are expecting that I obligated myself to give the couple new furniture, not used furniture. The gabbai, who's trying to help this person who's marrying off his daughter, says, your request is somehow difficult to accept. And the reason it's difficult to accept your request is we're collecting tzedakah. And the way I understand the gabbai's response is a lot of people who are giving the tzedakah are people who they themselves don't have very fancy furniture. Why should they have to pay for your daughter to have nice furniture when they don't have such nice furniture? And moreover, there is limited funds in the tzedakah, and we're going to buy new furniture. There's going to not be enough for all the chassanim v'kalas. That So he quotes that there was a person who his name was Rabbi Yosef Sandvert, and he was a Gabbet Stockup, and he said that he was collecting Stockup, and they collected a nice amount for a Chosin and Kala that wanted to get married. And all of a sudden, he backed out and didn't want to be involved in the stock anymore. And he said that, why? Why are you backing out? So he says, we went to a certain house to collect stocker, and I saw that the person from whom we were collecting stocker was sitting in a chair that only had three legs. And for the fourth leg, he used something to keep it steady. And now, he said, I found this to be a most unacceptable situation. We're collecting stocker for this chosin v'kala to have nice furniture, and the person that we're asking to give can't even afford to have a chair. That's not proper. So they asked the Chabina Rav. And the Chabina Rav, do we have to give a person stocker to as asking for more than the minimum? Does a person who is not living a serious lifestyle but wants to give tzedakah, what should we do? So the Chabina Rav was asked this question. He says that the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, in those days, what does pidyon shvuyim mean? He says pidyon shvuyim means that the Jews were under the mercy of the Nachrim, who treated them terribly, and then they would kidnap them. And if you didn't pay the ransom, the Jew who was kidnapped was in very big trouble. So the Chabina Rav says, let's think about it. To whom, and that's the number one stalker, to whom are we giving that stalker, pidyon shvuyim money? We're giving it to this Nachri who's acted in the most unacceptable manner. But we're not supposed to look at that. We have to get the Jew out of prison. Here too, if you had a father who has a daughter whom he needs to marry off and unable to help find the chassan, he had to promise furniture and he had to promise nice furniture. You'll say, why should I have to support that? The answer is, the father was sitting at home and has this daughter who he's having difficult marrying off is like the person who's in jail, who's in prison. He's in a very difficult spot, and it becomes our obligation to do whatever we can to help him out, even if it's something that we find is unreasonable. We learned in the Mishnah that Rav Shimon learned the halacha of Agasha, but Mechas Aymer V'Saita. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Aymer. But in Mechas Macheshes, the Pasuk says, V'Veses HaMichas Shiyas Me'el HaShem V'Kriva L'Koyin V'Gishel Mizbeach V'Veses L'Rabbis Mechas Aymer Agasha V'Kein Aymer V'Veses Mes Aymer Reishis K'tzirchem Al-Koyin L'Rabbis Mechas Saita L'Agashim V'Kein Aymer V'Ikrav Aysoy Al-Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, asked the Gemara Dinu, we could have learned the halacha that a mechas saita requires hagasha from logically, and we don't need a pasuk because we could have said as follows: Umam mechas chayta sheina tuna tenufa. If the mechas chayta that doesn't have halacha of tenufa tuna hagasha, mechas saita should tuna tenufa ain't a dicha tuna hagasha. So why do we need a pasuk? Says the Gemara, because we can't learn the mechas saita from the mechas chayta, because mal mechas chayta shekem ba'achitin. The mechas chayta comes from wheat, whereas the mechas saita comes from barley. To which the Gemara said, mechas aymer techiach. The mechas aymer also comes from barley and has hagasha. So we see that hagasha is not limited to kabanas that come from wheat. Said the Ramal Mechas Aymer, Shekein Tuna Shemin Levina. That carbon milk requires Shemel Avayna. Of that, says the Gemara, Milchus Chayte Teichiyach, that the Milchus Chayte is a carbon that doesn't have Shemel Avayna, and it still has Agosha. For Chazai Dein, and the Gemara says, we go back and forth. Loi Rizek Rizeh, for Loi Riki Rizeh, Hatzara Shav Shemem, Shavel Kmitza. They both have to have kmitza, v'shavel agosha, and they both have to have agosha. Af ani ovin mechasaita, sheshav selen l'kmitza, and tishvelen l'agosha. Says the Ma'amal, tzar shavishmen, shekein loch shulav ha-kemach. The mechasaita and oimer come from soilus, which is better quality flour, and not kemach. Time of mechasaita, whereas when we speak about the mechasaita, you could use lower quality. You do use low quality flour. That's why we need the pasuk for kriva, that is hagosha by the mechasaita as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Daimer, veveisel rabbis mechasaita lagosha. Vekein oimer, veveisel kamenel leha, am mechasaita. He says, like Tzricha Kra, there's no need for Pasuk to teach us that the Mechus Haimer needs Agosha. My Tama. Why? Says the Medina Kasia. We arrive to that understanding, that halacha, logically. Because my Mechus Chayta Shein Etuna Tufa. The Mechus Chayta that doesn't have Tanufa, Tanuna Agosha. Mechus Haimer Shetuna Tanufa, Ene Din Shetuna Agosha. It says the Gemara, you can't learn from Mechus Chayta, because Ma'al Mechus Chayta Shekein Bachitin, to which the Gemara says, Mechus Chayta Techiach, which comes barley. Ma'al Mechus Chayta Shekein Ba Levar Oven. It comes to verify if the woman did an Avera, the Maskeris Oven He, and that's why it requires Kagusha Agasha. Mechus Chayta Techiach, that even though it's not coming to verify if anybody did an Avera, but a Mechus Chayta, the Avera was certainly already violated, and still it requires Agosha, and therefore says the Gemara, V'chazer Adein, Loi Rizek Rizeh, V'loi Rizek Rizeh, Hatzara Shabim Shem, Shekein Shavel Kmitzah, Shavel Agosha, that they all have Kmitzah and Agosha, Afan Yavi Mechus HaMaymer, Sheshavel Kmitzah, that has to have kmitza, and therefore tishvel al gosha. Says the Gemara, Umay Perachta, why did Rav Shimon say that the Mechus Haimer requires a gosha? Because the Torah says, Vaveisa, Rav Shimon Parakachi, this is Rav Shimon's question. Ma'al etzad ha-shav v'shimahen, the Mechus Chaitin and Saita could come very often. The Mechus Haimer, by definition, only comes once a year, on the second day of Pesach. Says the Gemara, so that's why you can't learn the halacha of a carbon that comes often from a carbon that doesn't necessarily come often. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda respond? He says, Adrabba, Mitzuyu Tfei, the Mechus Haimer were guaranteed will come once a year. The Hanach, when we talk about the Mechus Chayta, the Lemishkach Slaklal, it's possible that it will never come. So the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, there's a fundamental Machlaikis in this Gemara. The Machlaikis in this Gemara is how to define Matzli, how to define something which is common. Is it defined by how often it can come? Or is it defined by how often it must come? The Mechus Chayta must come once a year. The Mechus Chayta, Mechus Chayta don't have to come at all. On the other hand, the Mechus Omer for sure comes once a year, and hopefully there's never a Mechus Chayta or Mechus Omer throughout the entire year. Ayin Omer continues, Vavesa, maybe what the Pasuk Vavesa is coming to teach us, Sheyachim Snadiv, or maybe Michacheris, Chutz Me'el Shemiminyan. Maybe the word Vevesa is coming to teach us that a Yachid could bring a Michas Nadavar from Soirim, that even though usually karmichas from wheat, v'dinu. And we can make a logical argument to say that. Tzibur mevi mincha, chayva. The tzibur brings a karmichas from chitin, chayva, which is the typical karmichas, or mevi mincha, or mevi mincha min asayra chava, the michas oimer. So we'll say, af yachid, shemevi mincha, minachitin the dova, that yachid could donate a mincha from the wheat, the halacha maybe should be, they also yavi mincha min asayrim nadava, tamaloymer, eila, 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 eila. Only what the Torah speaks about can a yachid bring a carbon mincha, and the Torah never speaks about a carbon mincha that a person donates, which should be sayrim. Maybe the Torah is saying that if somebody says a reiloi mincha, and he didn't identify exactly which carbon milk he brings, shemevi chamishton, that he has to bring all five different types of carbon mincha that are mentioned in the Torah, tamaloyma me'ela, that's not a havamina. The Torah using the word eila is teaching us ratzah achas maybe, if he wants, he can bring one carbon mincha, ratzah chamishton maybe he can bring all five, but there is no requirement that if he said, I'm bringing Karma Mincha, he has to bring all five types of Karma Mincha.